It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In an automobile accident not long ago, a drunk ran into another automobile. The young father and mother and their infant child were killed. The couple were devoted Christians. The drunk walked away without a scratch. Why? Why does the man who was drunk walk away while the parents and child are buried? Why is it that the innocent suffer and the guilty go free? Why? You don't live long in this world until you face this fact, that the evil often prosper and the good often suffer. Experience from life has taught us that truth. But the big question is why? Why does this happen? I have three words I'd like to share. The first word is clarity. Clarity. Let's get clear what the Christian faith offers and what it doesn't offer. Evidently, there's much confusion at this point. It doesn't offer prosperity, material wealth, or riches. Neither does it offer exemption from suffering or pain. The cross is the eternal symbol that Christianity was born amid pain and suffering, even injustice. Becoming a Christian is no guarantee against pain, suffering, or even injustice. Too many people are looking for God to be their Superman, to don suit and cape and come dashing to their rescue when we beckon Him. And for some, if God won't be their Superman, they often turn their backs on Him. Let's be absolutely clear about this. The Christian faith does not promise us exemption from pain and suffering, nor does it promise us material wealth. Anyone coming into the fold believing that simply will not last long. Now, the second word is faithfulness. God doesn't necessarily expect us to worldly success or prosperity. God does expect us to be faithful. The evil often prosper because that's their primary desire, to prosper. The liquor store owner and the dope pusher makes a lot of money. That's their primary desire. They're not concerned about the welfare of their fellow man. Then, too, the good often suffer because it's their desire to be faithful. Surely the life of Paul has taught us this much. It's not the great desire in the heart of God that we miss pain and suffering. The great desire is that we overcome it, grow from it, and remain faithful through it. The third word is patience. God is patient, willing to take His time to work out His purpose. We would hurry things up, finish the job this afternoon. God can wait until tomorrow, or the next day, or the next. We would destroy the evil people. God would change them. And sometimes change takes a little longer than destruction. And be careful who you place in the evil category. At times it's hard for any of us to be exempt. Much of all of this we do not understand because we do not have the mental capacity to do so. Two boys watched the parade go by. One watched through a knothole in the fence. The other watched from a tree above the fence. The one who watched from the knothole said it didn't make much sense. The one who watched from the tree said it was the grandest sight he'd ever seen. We see life through a knothole. God sees it from above the fence. The evil prosper, the good suffer. Why? I cannot fully answer the why, but I know from Calvary that the good will ultimately triumph.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.